Bringing it back. So this pshat is when you hand this outside, not the pshat that gave it a din karmelis. But just Rabbanu made the karmelis. So even if you put it out there on Friday, but now when it comes Friday night Shabbos, it thinks it's a karmelis, you're not allowed to bring it back. The pshat is not a karmelis now. The Rabbanu made a kenas. When you did an Yisr, the Rabbanu like counseling you to say that since you did the Yisr, we're not going to let you bring it back again. That's the chiluk when you put your hand out. The boy joined with Meshach HaSheichem. Said Rashi, what? You want to say that we don't hold from the Yisr the karmelis. That's the lach. We don't hold from a karmelis. Said Rashi, the boy is saying that individual matam yitzvachim. The last karmelis domi. Because it's a tremendous chiddush to say it's a karmelis. I'd rather say now it's not a karmelis. Than the heavy rishus liyatzma. To say that Rabbanu made such a cloud that Rabbanu can make such a chumra here to give it a shame rishus by itself. That's like too much of a chiddush. No karma by joim. By shittim by joim. If you put your hand outside on Friday, then machziru mashach shecha. Even though you left it outside, and now it comes Friday night, you let it bring it in. The lav rishus liyatzma. The Rabbanu didn't make a din karmelis to it. Elabasa gufa gerera. Havada, what rishus is it? And mitzias is the same rishus as your body is. So since your body is inside the house, rishus yochid, when you have your hand outside the window, havada, you let it bring it back inside. No kan misha techshach. Means hoishitoi misha chashecha. You put your hand outside the window on Shabbos. Then konsu rabbonu made a knas to you. Aber v'loi shetei rishus liyatzmo. Rabbonu didn't go so far to make it like a karmelis now, to make it like a new rishus. Because the im kain, if that's the pshat that Rabbanu gives it a din karmelis, after by joy, Mr. Sur. It should be even be usher than if you put your hand out on Friday in the afternoon. But since now on Shabbos your hand is outside, and the Rabbanu gave it a din karmelis, it's usher to bring it back in again. Ela, the pshat is now knosa biyama. Rabbanu stam counseling you. If you did an istim with the Rabbanu on Shabbos, that means you took bread and stuck the end outside the window, avada providing you lamata and the yutzvachim, you're underneath, you're within 10 tzvachim from the ground, where that's an issa akiri, and under the Rabbanu, it's also the Rabbanu counseling you, you're not allowed to bring your hand back in again. So the Gemara, adarab, so the Gemara, if you put your hand outside by joint, loy konsur rabbonin, because you didn't do an issa. The shechashaych, if you put your hand outside at night, you did an issa, the rabbonin, you made an akira, is konsur rabbonin. The rabbonin made a knas, you can't bring it back in. For at the Gemara adarabba, just the opposite. Ipcha mistarva, the svar is just the opposite way. Midboy joim, if you put your hand outside midboy joim on Friday. Now, if we would make a knas that you can't bring your hand in, what should we be afraid of? It's going to be too hard to leave your hand outside the window the whole Shabbos. If you throw it in the middle of Shabbos, you're going to throw it down. So what we say to Felich, the Shadla, I feel you will throw it down in the middle of Shabbos, but you're also the Echiv Chattis. You're not going to come with the Echiv Chattis. Because since you picked it up and put your hand outside the window on Friday, that means you made the Akira on Friday. On Friday, there's no Din Akira. So the most you could do now is on Shabbos, drop it down, you'll be making a Hanukkah. A Hanukkah without an Akira is not a Nisr Raisa. So since you can never come with a Yisr Raisam, maybe the other Rabbanu can make a Kenas. Ma'ashen came, the Konsu Rabbanu. Ma'ashen came Mishach HaSheicha. For the case where you make the Akira on Shabbos, you pick some bread up on your house, and now you take your hand and put it outside the window. Did you made an Akira? Now the Shadile, in the case that you throw it down, Osibu the Echiv Chattis. You come with the Echiv Chattis now. Or Bezer L'Riknesu Rabbanu. The Rabbanu should not make such a Kenas. Hey, since Svara, you left Teres as Eishver. If you put your hand out at night time, it's not Mistad or Bonamedic Knaz, you can't bring your hand back in. Because by not bringing your hand to keep your hand outside the whole Shabbos, it's a very hard thing to do. And we should be Choshish, maybe Faket, the guy will drop it. And then he's going to be Chai V'chir Chattis. So how do you make such a Knaz? So Rashi, Mid-Bajjim, Dishadi Lei Kleimer. Hechid does Shittim Bajjim. If you put the bread outside on Friday, Shimti Asren Alach, so in the case where we would ask you, like, give it a din kamelis, that you can't bring it back in, v'yashlichem yodi yachayfet, k'nei lehokel tirchoy, and then in the middle of Shabbos, it'll get too hard, and you'll drop it, and v'yosav echiv chattis, you won't be over Nisad Eraisa, though, t'lehev v'yakir v'shabbos, you didn't make an akil on Shabbos, elah hanoch l'chuda, you only made hanoch, v'yisur v'rabonu, so in Nisad Rabonin, v'yiko, v'yos, 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 the only did the only did a mixas of the melacha. Ukritnanch named Ptur, the Mishnah says both are potim the raisa. Avalasurim, but it's awesome the rabbonin is there konsu rabbonin shleyachti rena. Aval heichad the shitim shchshech. In case we put it outside at night, ti shadi lei miyodei. Ah, you day knas if that's when left viroi. Nimsim is chayiv chatis. If we give you knas, you have to leave your hand outside the whole day. maybe you'll drop it. Then you will come in chiv chatis im shayke gul. You'll be over. You have been korban the other lay akira vanocha. Then you made an akira on Shabbos, and now you're making the anocha. If the other throw like konsur rabbonin, the rabbonin should not make a knas. Why? The mutiv shtodnik nisenu kruda svaras. We should not make the knas. We should nigrim lovu the chilul Shabbos. That we should not come to cause you to be over chilul Shabbos the raisa. Now the diik is now me the loychayish lachi. Since we're not chayish for this. The chortiv shayt boy the rabbi, we should be able to be patient now. Rabbi's shayla, to learn nimnu chacham. The rabbanon did not stop himself. The lahamed devrim to make a knas of nechashash because of the chashash. Shema lo yamed adam behem v'yaseh isachomer. That maybe a person can hold himself back and be over isachomer. Hey, since we don't hold from this kasha, we blive with the last terrorist to say, if you put your hand out by joining me into an issa, the rabbanon didn't come to you. If you put your hand out at night time, since you did an issa, we do make a knas, and we're going to bring a rayon now. We even make the knas, even though maybe you come with a lechiv chatis. We don't care about that. The Rabbanan tells you, don't bring your hand out, don't bring your hand back in again, because we don't want you again another time next Shabbat to put your hand outside. And we're going to be patient now. Since we don't answer it, this teretz, tifshayt the rabbi b'rabaya. Chur, if you bring a raya to Rabbi Barabaya Shaila, the boy Rabbi Barabaya, Rabbi Barabaya asked the Shaila, Hiddik pas bitanim. Somebody made a mistake and on Shabbos he put dough into the oven. Now by putting dough into the oven, right away you didn't do any Yisachia skila. The Yisachia skila is by baking, Oisa. Because if you let the bread now stay in the oven for an hour until the bread gets baked, then you'll be over Chir Chatz. But now he put the dough inside. He forgot to say it was Shabbos, and he put dough inside. Now, Biba has a shayla. The boy of Biba Barabaya. Hidvik pas patanim. Is it tiru lor lirudoisoi? Kodim shiovo vechiv chatis? Or lo hitiru? Now, but the Rabbanan is an isser radia. Radia sapas. That means removing the pas out of the oven is a type of a malachim of the Rabbanan. We don't have it bezman hazeh that we put the bread on the bottom of the oven. That's nothing. But times the Gemara, they used to either put the dough on top of the oven or on the walls of the oven. So it's really like squashed onto the wall, and it was a type of a malacha to take it off. That's called Radiyat Apas. That's awesome. It's an Issa the Rabbanan taking it off on Shabbos. The other Shalom was this person on Shabbos, forgot it was Shabbos, and stuck his bread onto the wall of the oven. Now, then later he realized today is Shabbos. Now, was he allowed to take it off the wall? Today he won't come with a Echiv Chatis because the bed wasn't break yet. Since it wasn't baked yet, if you just take it off the wall, he didn't do any yisur deraisa. But kolpanim with the rabbanim though, you're not allowed to take it off the wall because there's a shmus with the rabbanim called a melacha taking it off the wall. So he had a shaila to the rabbanim. Now you ask the rabbanim, what should I do now? Do I have the heter to be over this yisur the rabbanim taking the bread off the wall? Could they not to be over yisur deraisa? So of course, from here we should have a raya that the rabbanim keep the gzeris, just like now, just like this case now when you stick your hand out at night time. Let Rabbanan be choshish, maybe you'll drop it and be over chiv chatis. Rabbanan are not choshish for that. So what? We have a gzer of the Rabbanan and you have to keep it. So for Rabbi's case will be the same thing. About this gzer of the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to take the bread off the oven, even though it's by you it's a question, you may be over chiv chatis. Rabbanan didn't change the gzeris. It's tifshit lo yetiru. So the eshens of the Gemara are like kashim tifshit. It's going to shrenach nami. From this halacha we push it. That's the pshat. The boy is saying, "No, the other magician can't bring any rayas." Well, like Kasha, can't be shaygeg, can't be mated. There's a big enough community. If you did the malacha, be shaygeg, you did it be mated. Be shaygeg, like konsur rabbanim. Be mated, konsur rabbanim. I tell you, when did the rabbanim make the gzeres? Only if you did the malacha, be mated. But in the case we did the malacha, be shaygeg, the other rabbanim didn't make any gzeres. Hey, the two pshatim and the brises now. If you stick your hand outside, be shaygeg. The outside the Rabbanan not making Gzeira. Only if you stuck the end outside the Mazid, that's where the Rabbanan made Gzeira. Let's see Rashi. Hiddik pas betanat Rashi b'Shabbos b'Shoygi. You were Shoygi. V'niskash u'Shabbos. Then later you found out, you reminded yourself today Shabbos. Kodim sh'tiot before was baked. V'kai malon d'radiya sapash shvusi. Taken off the bread out of the oven, off the walls, is a ksas malachim with the Rabbanan. It's a shvus. She chokma ben a melacha. It's called a chokma and not a melacha. It's not a melacha. The rice is only the rabbanim. Is a tiro lo yes isim of the rabbanim. The rabbanim mat you to pull this bread off the oven. Be redenu kodim shetov before it's baked. v'yischayiv mishumoy feshuav melocho, Allah yitir lodosu lotzi metan. They weren't matiyu. Is the Torah says you have no raya. Why? We're talking about b'shoyg lekatsur rabbonim. Our brice is like this. The steer in the brice is more, when you put your hand outside, if you put it outside b'shoygeg, then rabbonim did not make any kenosis. B'shoygeg, when you put your hand outside the mezid, then rabbonim made a kenos. So drashu the rabbei v'latifshet mehochon. But rabbei b'shaylo, we can't be poshet from now alochon. Loy le'istam lo lehetim. Not to say it's us, not to say it's mutim. D'hai d'loy kunsu b'shoygeg. The reason why he had Rabbanim didn't make a kenas b'shoygeg, lav mishum chashosh edu mashavi le miyodoi, not the pshat Rabbanim wachoshish, maybe you'll drop it out of your hand, they didn't want to be over nisri raizu, el mishum lo yovari sur b'meizit, the pshat's poshid, b'shoygeg, you didn't do an isa b'meizit, you didn't do such a chomer d'kisa, Rabbanim didn't make a kenas. The chazoris yodoi, even bringing your hand back in, is also enoi afilu shvus, really it's not even a shvus. Eli mishum kenosis, not that Rabbanu will make a kenas here, like to give it in Carmelis, or give it a kenas, you're not allowed to do it. Melev ochel lekonis. Therefore, the Rabbanu saw b'shoygeg that you put your hand outside b'shoygeg. You didn't realize it. You didn't do such an issa. The Rabbanu didn't put that kenas bechlal to give it an issa to bring your hand back in again. Abu Rabbi Yisapas, Mashenkin, pulling the bread off the side of the tanner, shvusu. That's a genuine shvus. It's not gay to anybody on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take bread out of the oven. The nigzero, the abonim should make gzera, and that's the nigzero b'minyan. The abonim make gzera b'minyan. Or mishum koydim shel b'dechiv chatis. They shouldn't come b'dechiv chatis le'batru gzerosim. The abonim were not; they were not mevato the gzera. So therefore, you can't bring a right to say that it's mutter, because maybe the shvus of rediyas apas is a chomedik shvus, because that shvus the abonim has all over. So here they weren't mattering. Hashem can now shall putting your hand outside. Now bringing your hand back in really is no issue at all. I just want to say, in this one case, the Rabbanu should make a new kenas, you have to leave your hand outside. That's a svar only if you did it b'mezid. But if you put your hand outside b'shoygeg, there's no kenas at all. So you can't bring a riot to Rediyas Sapas. Taking the bread off the oven, that is an issa of the Rabbanu. Are they mocking you to take it off, not to be over an issa of the Raisa? You have no riot from here. So drashi l'yisura, not an issa, so you have no riot l'tivshe. Need the consul b'mezid. Since they made a kenas b'mezid, there's no shower for Mrs. Bezdin over there. Because who says you'll drop it? Don't drop it like. If they make it can't be right here. Like here, some more chomer d'kashayla here. Here we know for sure. If you're not going to take the bread out of the oven, you're vading of Yechav Echiv D'Raisa. You put the bread in the oven, so it's going to be your melacha. Maybe here's a big tzad to be maker. So Kisa Gemara says there's no raya from our gzera to that gzera. The boy is saying another territories. The boy is saying me idivid b'shoyg. I'll tell you no. Our brises, both brises are where you stuck your hand outside b'shoyg. For hocha, what's the machloikis? The konsu shoyg got to mezik and iflagi. Masa the konsu shoyg got to mezik. The first brise says even though you put your hand outside b'shoyg, still, you're not allowed to bring it back. You make gzera auto amazed. Well, masava like konsu shoyg got to amazed. We don't make gzera shoyg got to amazed. The boy is saying another parrot says the other like konsu. The emissim bechal we didn't make any kenas. Not so we pass them at the first parrots. Well, like kasha, kan li oisa chotzer, kan le chotzer acheres. So Shaila, when you put your hand outside the window, where do you want to put the chavetz down? If you want to bring the chavetz back into your rishus, that avada was mutter. You didn't do anything. Stop putting it in outside the window, bringing it back is not called doing anything. If you want to put it down into another rishus, that's where it's also. So Drashi, if you want to bring it back into your house where you're standing, mutter lazira. You put something in your hand outside the window. You want to bring it back inside, that's mutter. That's what we pass malachim. Avada, you stick your hand outside on Shabbos or something, you're allowed to bring your hand back in again. For the case where you stick your hand outside your window and you want to throw it into another rishus outside, that's awesome. So yes, Mishailo, Kamachot Sacheris. That's why he says, for Yosel Achziru the Tony, Loyli Achziru. That's what doesn't it's us to bring it back to you where you're standing. El Achziru Lachot Sacheris. You're not allowed to throw it into the other chotzer. Is even though the other chutz is only Rishus HaYochid, and it's from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, still we say it's also. So the Gemara, Kedaboyim Menei Rovim Rav Nachman, like Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman, Hoy Si Yodoy Malaya Peris. your hand was full of peiros on Shabbos, where it's tia lechutz, and you put it outside the window. Are you allowed to bring it back into your window, into your house again? Omalei mutter? Havada, yes, you didn't do anything. You stuck it out, stuck it in, that's mutter. Lechotzer acheres, what about you want to stick it in outside the window and now put it down to another rishus ayochid? Mau? Omalei yoser. He said, that's also ready. Umayishino? So he asked him back, what's the difference? So he answered him back, he asked me, what's the difference? Lechitecha lekruah denochu, when you go count a salt, you carry a, you count a barrel of salt, I'll tear the terrace. Like he gave him back like a shtoch, like, drashim b'bichusa. When you go count for me a whole kur, a whole barrel full of salt, then I'll tell you the reason. So tomorrow, what's the reason? Just don't bring it back into your rishus. You didn't do anything. Here we put it to another rishus. It's called your makayim, your machshava. So trashi machshavtoi sheniskavin lichnoise mechotzezer. That's called you wanted to make an akira. You wanted to pick it up from this rishus to yochid and put it into another rishus to yochid, but you wanted to get it out of this rishus. Is lufnais mechotzezu? Is leniskaima? Hilchach legozu. If you start bring it back into your house, you weren't makayim your machshava at all. As though machshava taking it out the window is like taking it into another rishus, bringing it someplace else. You bring your hand right back in again. You didn't do any machshava. You didn't do anything. You just brought it back to the same rishus. Avul chutz acheres. If you want to carry it into another chutzer, niskayim machshavti was called a kiyum machshavti. The gozer rabbanim made gzeira dilma zim nachritam shagel rishus rabim. And that's the clause. You're not allowed to carry from one rishus yochid to another rishus yochid on Shabbos. Why not? The both rishus yochid better be mutter, because there it's gzeira rabbanim. Maybe sometimes you carry from your rishus yochid to another rishus rabim. That's why look, if you have two apartments in house, if you don't have an eruv, you're not allowed to carry from your apartment to your neighbor's apartment without an eruv. Why not? Are you both rishus yochid and they're all rishus yochid? Because by carrying out of your house, it's like taking out of your rishus and you bring it into another rishus. See, even though really it's smutti that that's also rishus yochid, but the rabbanim made gzera, maybe some other time, you'll take it out of your house into rishus rabim. So once your machshava is to take it out of your house into any other rishus, there's rabbanim made gzera, you can't put it into the other rishus. Why? Because the guys, and maybe sometimes you put it into rishus rabim. That's the case here also. When you put your hand outside the window, after you want to just throw it into your neighbor's backyard, that's also awesome. Even though your house is rishus yochid, your neighbor's house is rishus yochid, but you're throwing from your rishus, his rishus, that's exera. But to bring it back into your house, who would it to throw it down your backyard that you have an erev in your rishus yochid? That of others muta.
Yeah.
And this thing, well, it wouldn't be a gay here because your house is a rishus yochid, and you're throwing it into his chutz. It's going to land in his chutz, and his rishus yochid. It's called you made an akira from your house into his house. That's awesome. We're talking about now the teretz is that not that you're leaving your hand outside, but you put your hand outside and you want to throw it there. So then we say no. You know, we ask you, you're not allowed to throw it there, because if you would throw it there, you'd be doing this to the rabbanon. So the margufa, boy, you're a baby barabaya. Baby barabaya, yes, the shayla. Hiddik pas patama. Somebody made a mistake on Shabbos and they put a loaf of dough into the tana. Is it tivulal rodoisoi? Where the rabbanon matir, there is the shrus of taking the loaf off the oven. Koidim sheyavu lechiv chatis eloi hitiru. Or the rabbanon said, no, we don't give you the heter to be over this to the rabbanon. But the rabbanon, you're not allowed to take it off now, and therefore you have to be over this to the rice. That was the shayla. Omalei ravacha barabai lravina hechidomi. How are we talking about? How did this person put the bread into the oven? Elaine b'shoyge, if the person put it in there b'shoyge, v'layit g'olei, and he didn't remember, because he forgot to say it was Shabbos, and he put the loaf of bread into the oven. So if he's still b'shoyge right now, l'man hatiru, what's the question of being after him? As far as he's concerned, today's Sunday. He doesn't realize he did any yisa today. So it's no question of being after him to take the bread off. The other love, the case is, he had the v'yitker, that he himself reminded himself. As in the morning, he forgot today was Shabbos and he put the loaf of bread into the oven. Later in the afternoon, he remembered himself that today was Shabbos and now he wants to take it out of the oven. As for the Gemara, that's the case. Mi mechayiv? Is he chayiv chattis in such a case? V'yotanan, we learned later, kol chayiv chattis. All the cases we say when you do an isser b'shege, that you chayiv chattis, einin chayovim ad shetet chilosan shkoga v'soifan shkoga. Hey, throughout the whole melech is, you have to be doing the b'shogeg. Hence, the beginning of the malacha has to be b'shoigig, and the end of the malacha has to be b'shoigig. So here, what's the malacha? Calls the man the bread is baking. Now, when you put it in b'shoigig, true. But before the bread was baked, you remember, it's Erev Shabbos, that's called at the end of the malacha, you call the mezid. So in such a case, if you don't take it out of the oven, you won't be chayiv chatis. That's not chayiv chatis. So how do we say, kodim shalom the chayiv chatis? Kim? I still see now like that. The kol zaman, you're not over the issa yet, you have to be a shogig. You have to be a shogig kol zaman to be mechayiv you. There's no chiv right now. Stop putting it in the oven, not mechayiv you. You have to wait until it's baked. Like you say, if somebody will take it out of the oven, you'll be putter. So the issa, you have to be a shogig kol zaman of the issa. The issa is taking place, kol zaman is being baked. So the Gemara ela b'mezit. Avad, we're talking about here the case of the person put it in b'mezit. So, they should have said, are we matim to take it off before it comes a day of chiyuv skila? That's what we should have said. Not to say if it's a chiyuv chatis. There's no chatis now b'mezid. So the Ma'amar of Shayna liyoylem b'shoigi. We're talking about now he was a shoigi. Uleman hatiru. Who are we matim now to take off this bread? Liyacherim. The Shaila is, this Ruvain put the bread in today, put it in, and went back home, and as far as he's concerned, today is Sunday. He didn't know today was Shabbos. Now somebody else realized what he did, and somebody else now wants to come and do a mitzvah and take it out of the oven. That's the shaila. Is somebody else allowed to take it off or not? Mask of Lord Rav Sheshes, is that a shaila? Can we tell a person, chet, you're allowed to do a chet, kadesh yiska chavercha, to mezaki yechaver? That's treat the no svaro. If you want to right now take this loaf of bread off out of the oven. Now doing that is an issa d'rabbanan, it's a shvus. Radiyas apatas osir. Pshit to the Rabbanu were not mad to you to do an isser to be able to save somebody else from not being over an isser to write sir. That's pshit to osir. So right to which shver, what's our case talking about? Elo omer avashi. Luyerlan b'mezid. We're talking about the person put the loaf of bread in the oven b'mezid. He knew it was Shabbos and he still baked it. V'yema enechlami b'gurus now kredim shiov v'day skila. Yes, the skila. The shalom is later the person does tshuva. He asked Charata that he put the bread in the oven, and he realizes now that he has a chiyuv skila to him. So he wants to know, now that I did tshuva, am I allowed to take it out of the oven now to part me from skila? The rabbanim still say, no, you're not allowed to do it, or no, you have to, you could or you can't? That's the shayla. Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Master Lebed, he learned this pshita, that was the shayla. Omer Rav Beva Rabbaya, hidik pas betana. If somebody was madik pas betana, then made it. Is, and it was also part of the shaila. The halacha is hetiru loy lirdoisai. The rabbanon warm up to you. The rabbanon said, yes, you're allowed to go and take the loaf of bread out of the oven. Koydim shiyovo the yisus kila. Before you yourself come with the yisus kila. So he's part of the shaila, and this is the kimta. The kimta is somebody does a malacha. He put the bread into the oven. And if he lets it stay there, he'll be over in the raisa. The rabbanon warm up to him now to go take it out of the oven. Today he shouldn't come to be over Nisa the Raisa. So here you have the Pshitas to Shailas Takamutta. So Rashi, Mi Mechayim Chattas B'Yafi Yosoi. You need Chilasa the Soifoi. Chilas HaMalocha the Soifoi. You need the beginning and the end. Lo Noida Lo Shagosa Yachin Nigru Avera. So you finish the Avera. Li Acherim Teretz was, is, first Teretz says he did it B'Shoigi, and he was a Shoigi the whole time, but the question is somebody else wants to take it down. His Acher Shiro, after somebody saw, now this person asked the shayl to Rav, "Am I allowed to take this bread off in order to stop my chav and not to go over chiv chatis?" So that they said, "No, that can't be a shayla." That's the chesvar we can't let you do, even if it's a cow, today to save somebody else. So the shayla is for he himself. The hedges of Rashi skila. Of Veloshim Shitusi is also part of the Shaila. Vloy Veloshim Boy. Mikami Rav Acha Brei the Rava. Nusri Ravivi. He told them, "Klo the locker is that's Taka Muta to take the loaf of bread off the oven. Today not to be over Chiyuv Skila." Right. Poshet Ani Yis Yodei. So the Mishnah says the locker if the Ani puts his hand outside. I mean, the Ani standing outside, and the case is now, the Bala Bas standing inside the house, put his hand outside the window, and took the loaf of bread out of the Yoni's hand, and brought it inside. That we say his chayiv? Rosh Hakeh, push it on his yodri, means the only standing outside, put his hand inside the house, took a loaf of bread out of the balabas's hand, and brought it outside. So he said, Yoni is chayiv, because he made a nakir from the Shusha Yochid, and he took it outside, and now it has it in the Shusha Rabin. It's from the Gemara, my chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Wabina nakiro vahanocho miagabe mokim dal dal dal. There's a cloud, the chayfet has to be in the chosh of a mokim. To give it a shame, you will acre it from that mokim, or else you put it down, you have to put it down on a mokim that's at least dal tzvokim or dal tzvokim. That's called the chosh of a mokim. There it has a shame of chshivis, like it's going to stay there for a long time, it's called munach there. See, that's called hanocha, putting it down there. And it would be, if you take it out of that place, you pick it up, it's called nakira from a chosh of a mokim. But the havmi now is your hand is not balabal. Nobody's hand is balas fachim or balas fachim. So your hand is not called the chosh of a mokim. So by taking it out of the hand, you should be putter. Because when the chayfet is in the balabas's hand inside, it's not in the mokim choshev. It's like not called munach in the hand. The hand is not a chosh of a place. So by the oni grabbing it out, it should be putter. So shalom, why is he chayf? Well, since the maskana side gemara is that a special law for yad shalodim is a chosh of a mokim, and that has the same chshiv as like balabal. That would be the maskana later. But the havmini, we don't know that yet. So then we'll shver, why you chayit? Well, bina an akira ve'anochim agabi mokim dal 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 v'leko. Omer rabo, homani rabbi kiva. I'll tell you, al mishna goes like rabbi kiva. The omer loy bina mokim arba baba. He dings on this yisoid. He holds he can make an akira even from a mokim less than dal dal dal. It doesn't have to be a chosh of a mokim. See Rashi? Mi agabi mokim dal dal. A hand is not dal tzvachim a dal tzvachim. It's not 12 inches by 12 inches. The Mishnah says, Bein l'akira, bein l'anocha. Both cases are zichayiv. Diktoni, v'nosan l'toichoy yodoy shabalabayis, harei hanocha. If the oni puts something into the balabas's hand, he made anocha. Or shenoto mitoicho, you took it out of there, you took something out, tere akira. So the Mishnah says, both is called hanocha, you put something into the hand, or else if you take something out of the hand. So you see the hand is chayiv, I it's not dal dal. So first Teret says, with matka now, the Mishnah goes like the kiva. Hold, you don't need dal dal. What's the raya? It's none. We learn that the kiva says, hazorek mirshus hayochad rishus hayochad. Somebody throws from one rishus hayochad to another rishus hayochad. He's across the street, you threw from your house to your friend's house across the street, he was a shusaram miyensa, and you threw a ball from your house to your friend's house across the street. Rabbi Kiva Machayit, Rabbi Kiva says, Yechayim Chatik, called Dira Melocha. I look who that Kira was in Rishusa Yochid, and the Melocha was in Rishusa Yochid, so why Yechayit? The Chomim Paita, the Chomim Abad is good, the Chomim Sayyid Potter. Rabbi Kiva Savam Rina Nusvara, Kaluta Kimishun Chadami. Kluta means when something is traveling over the air of this carcass being colored, is going over the air, it's kemisha hunchadomi. So while the ball is going through the Rishus Rabim, we consider this it landed in the Rishus Rabim. So you made your akira from your house, and it landed now in Rishus Rabim. And now it goes weiter from Rishus Rabim again into Rishus Yochid. Kluta kemisha hunchadomi, he holds. Rabbon and Savri, lo yamrin kluta kemisha hunchadomi. He don't say that. So Trashi, kluta. Ha-chefetz, hoyo v'nikla, fi-avir-rishul shusarabim, and you're throwing it less than yutfachim. So it's in the avir of the shusarabim. Is kimi shuncha b'toichayu. It's considered as if it's munach in the rishul shayochid, v'yafagad le'nach. Even though the mitzias have been landed on the ground. That's Shem Akiva's chiddish. We don't hold like this. That's Shem Akiva's chiddish. That klut is kimi shuncha domi. So the raya is, what kind of hamachim is that? You see, zichi, don't need hamachim, hamachim dal dal. Like, you don't even need a nocha mamish, just a din hanocha is enough. It's not a chosh of a nocha at all. Mitzvah, the ball is just flowing through the air. But since it went in the air with a shusarabim, that's considered like it was munach. So, hu adin, avadin, avadin, something is munach in your hand, it's not worse than being like kluta, not worse than going through the air with a shusarabim. So, vad, according to the kiv, you never need a makam dal dal. It's enough time the chepas goes through the air, you'll be chayit. So that'll be the test of our Mishnah holds you don't need dal dal dal, we hold like a mekiva. Either there's a brice, a loch we hold dal dal, but a loch we pass on like a chum. Right, what's up?